You're listening to MLB.com Extras, brought to you by MLB.tv. It's baseball everywhere.
Welcome to MLB.com Extras, the Los Angeles Angels of Anaheim, joined by Alden Gonzalez, who covers the Angels. Alden, in the wake of Garrett Jones getting hurt, the best starting pitcher, the guy the Angels hope to match up against John Lester or Max Scherzer or whoever in the game one, what was the atmosphere in the clubhouse? What was the resolve you saw from Socha, from the players? How did they react to this loss?
Richard, it was a devastating loss, obviously, as you know. They were pretty down. I remember the post-game clubhouse in Fenway, they won that game, and it was actually a pretty big win because it gave them sole possession of first place. They were a season high, 25 games above 500 after that game. And, you know, they were just – it was crushing, though, because they knew what it meant. They knew what Richards had meant for their season, and they knew how much more difficult it was going to be without him. I don't think there's any sugarcoating it. They understand that the season must go on. They're a veteran group. They know that they're still a talented team and they still have a good chance. But, you know, it's funny because a few days later, Socha was asked, you know, hey, you know, can this be kind of like a galvanizing moment for the Angels? And it's kind of just like a softball question to tee him up. And, you know, you'd expect the manager to say, yeah, of course, I expect our guys to rally behind this. He said, absolutely not. This is not, I don't expect anything positive to come out of the Gary Richards loss. It's not like guys are going to try harder. It's not like they're going to rally behind this thing. They got to move on and they got to try to persevere. But there's no doubt that given the season that he's having and the overall lack of depth of starting pitching on the Angels and how difficult it is to acquire somebody in August, this is a really devastating loss. Having said that, they have a good offense that needs to get into gear. They have a very deep bullpen that can carry them. And they're going to need guys like Weaver, who pitched well last night, C.J. Wilson, who pitched well on Saturday, and Hector Santiago and Matt Shoemaker, who have been pitching better lately, to really step up now over these next 5 weeks.
Alden, it's always interesting when a team wins. You get contributions from Cole Calhoun, Matt Shoemaker. But Garrett Richards had emerged as a top-of-the-rotation guy. I think if you and I had had this conversation on opening day, we'd say, well, he's a young, talented guy. We don't know what there is. What led to this guy morphing in? Was it just a matter of growing up, learning the ropes, but becoming one of the best starting pitchers in baseball? What happened?
Well, I think you hit on it there, Richard. I think growing up and learning how to put pitchers together, how to set hitters up, and just how to thrive as a major league starter really helped. He's always had great stuff, but the thing that Garrett Richards will continue to point to anytime you ask him how he made that leap was he was taking his turn in the rotation every 5 days. And I know that maybe sounds a little oversimplistic,
right,
but for him it meant everything because the previous 2 years he was just bouncing back from the rotation of the bullpen. He didn't know where he stood. He didn't know when he had to lift weights. He didn't get into any sort of routine, and he's the kind of guy who functions better under that routine. And I think, case in point, his fastball velocity actually jumped this year. It's not very often that you see a guy go from being mostly in the bullpen to being mostly in the rotation, and his fastball velocity gets higher. And I asked him about that, and he's like, it's because I'm throwing every 5 days. I know when to lift. I know when to get stronger. And he was the thing that's so crushing about this, too, he was only getting stronger as the year went on. You know, people made a big deal about his innings because he hadn't thrown more than 160 innings in the season and he was going to blow past 200. He kept getting stronger and stronger because I feel like that every 5 days routine just fit him so well that he kind of got into a comfort zone that he really settled into.
Alden, going forward, do you feel, you know C.J. Wilson, you know Jared Weaver, do you feel that they feel the responsibility to, it's a cliche to say step up, but I mean, essentially that's what we're talking about. And they both pitch well in their last starts. What's the responsibility they feel to make up the difference? And I know that's the kind of thing Socha doesn't want to hear. Do they feel it, do you think?
Yeah, I do. Now, will they try harder because of it? I don't know, but I don't think
right. It's
lost on them that this is a team that now is going to rely on them big time because, you know, before, Garrett Richards was going to be the guy who started the wild card game. He was going to start game one of the playoffs if they were able to line him up. He was going to be their go-to guy. Jared Weaver, C.J. Wilson, they're the two guys with experience in this rotation. They're the guys making the big money. They're the big stars, the accomplished guys. And there's no doubt it is not lost on them that they really need to step up. And Jared Weaver especially, because, you know, Jared's a guy, he's been with the Angels forever. He's a very competitive guy. He loves these playoff atmospheres. He loves these division races. He's been there before, and he's just been so crushed these last 4 years because they have not been competitive and they haven't played until October. He wants this as bad as anybody, and he knows that, you know, maybe his stuff isn't as great as it used to be. He's a little bit older. He's had a lot of wear and tear on that shoulder and on that elbow, but he knows that he's really going to have to step up to these guys, because look at the rest of the rotation. Right now you have Wade LeBlanc, a guy who's kind of a journeyman, who spent most of the year in AAA. Matt Shoemaker, undrafted guy out of Eastern Michigan, who's having a great year. But, you know, he's a 27-year-old rookie who has never done anything in this league, never been in a pennant race. Hector Santiago, still a very unproven guy. There's no doubt, you know, I mean, Jared Weaver and C.J. Wilson can only pitch once every 5 days. But on the days that they pitch, they got to give that pitching staff some length. And they got to save the bullpen, because the bullpen is going to be taxed the rest of the way. They're going to lean very heavily on that bullpen over these next 5 weeks.
Alden, Jerry DePoto had accumulated veteran starters at AAA, Randy Wolf, Wade LeBlanc, and I guess you would call Chris Volstead a veteran. What was the deciding factor in deciding to hand the ball to Wade LeBlanc?
I think he was just throwing the best out of everybody there. He had 10 wins and a 4 ERA in the Pacific Coast League. That's not easy to do. And you're right. He's a guy who's, you know, he's had innings. He's accumulated 450 innings here. He's just the best option among what they had right now. Because Chris Bosa has really been struggling. Randy Wolf has really been struggling down there. And, you know, Mike Scioscia talked about it after last night's game. On the nights when Garrett Richards' turn comes up again, he's got to have, you know, who knows, maybe Wade LeBlanc comes in and throws a shutout today. Who knows? But he knows that on the nights that Garrett Richards' turn comes up, which is today, he needs to have relievers ready to kind of bridge the gap. He needs to get 2 or 3 innings from one or two relievers in order to bridge the gap to the back end. That's the way they're going to have to do it now, Richard. They're not, you know, the chances of them going out and getting somebody who's really going to be a difference maker in the rotation are very slim, even for a guy like Bartolo Colon. They're going to have to do it by committee.
Alden, looking at Mike Trout's numbers, they're down a little bit. I mean, he's still obviously a great player. Do you think his stolen bases are down? His home runs are up. His strikeouts are up. Do you think he has consciously exchanged strikeouts for power, or is this just part of pitchers adjusting to him and he's still a young guy that doesn't have 2,000 at-bats yet?
That's a good question, and that's a tough one to answer, because I'm not sure that, because I've talked to Mike Trout about this, I'm not sure he knows how to answer, because it's not like he's consciously looking for the home run, looking to hit with more power. I think he's getting stronger. He's getting bigger. He's 23 years old. He was still growing into his body in his first and second year. So I think as a result, this is what's happening. The power is showing up. The steals are going down, and the steals thing has been a huge talking point all year, because he's got only 12 of them, and he's pretty efficient when it comes to stolen bases. Mike Scioscia continues to point to the fact that pitchers' times to the plate are much quicker, and they're watching him closer. I feel like Albert Pujols' presence behind him plays a big factor in that too. You don't want to open up
right
for an intentional walk. But I think the one thing in Mike Trout's game that needs to shore up, and maybe the last phase of his development, is those strikeout totals. And, you know, I was talking to Don Baylor about that yesterday, and he actually volunteered it. He volunteered what everybody would think, which is, you know, if Mike Trout could just cut those strikeouts in half, he would be leading the league in batting average, and it wouldn't even be close. I mean, this is a guy who's on pace to strike out 170 times. He's still in the top 6 or 7 in on-base percentage, slugging percentage, number 2 in position player WAR in the American League. If he could just find a way to cut down those strikeouts a little bit, that's I think, the next phase of Mike Trout's development, because he's a guy who, he has a ton of speed, so just putting the ball in play, he's got a good chance to get on base. And he doesn't really have this long, intricate swing. He's got a really short, compact swing, and he's got a great sense of the strike zone. There's no reason why Mike Trout should be striking out that much with how talented he is.
Alden Gonzalez covers the team with the best record in baseball. His work is at angels.com. Alden, Appreciate it. I'll talk to you next week. Thanks so much. Great work.
Catch all of the second half action on MLB.tv Premium, the number one live streaming sports service. Watch every out-of-market game stream live online or on the go in true HD. MLB.tv Premium includes a free At-Bat 14 subscription, allowing you to watch live baseball on over 400 mobile and connected devices. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Visit MLB.tv for details.